Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf, Shere sponsor, Lo Nishmas Haram Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvis Daf Kuvtes. This Mishnah and this Daf concludes three Mishnayas, where Gamliel says, Roye Ani is Divrei Admon. Gamliel agrees with what Admon says. And the Gemara says in Amud Aleph, in the middle, Amar Yitzchok ben Lazar, Kol Mokoyim Sh'omar Gamliel, Roye Ani is Divrei Admon. Wherever he said that he agrees with Admon, halacha kamaisoi, so you pass can like him. Now this lashon of the Mishnah of Roye Ani says that the word re'il, seeing, means understanding and agreeing and accepting. Re'il in this term is not just seeing, but actually taking this idea and internalizing it and accepting it. And this source is brought down in many of G'dolei HaDoros throughout the generations. The Rikanti really brings that Noach, in this week's parsha, Noach drank from the wine and got drunk. And then it says that Chom, his son, came and he saw Ervas Oviv. The Chom raw is Ervas Oviv. He saw the Erva of his father. So Zog the Rikanti, the idea over here is the Re'iyah of Chom means that Chom followed the footsteps of his father. His father did something wrong by drinking wine, and maybe Megal the Erva, and Chom accepted this idea, this concept, and he followed the footsteps of his father doing something wrong. Mashenkin, shame, and Yefes, they looked backwards, they didn't look at the Erva, so it means they didn't accept that on Huggel. They accepted it on themselves not to go down that path that their father took. The Bnei Yisroel says in a few places, the idea, that there's two types of emunos. There is a Munah, which is called the Munah of Shmia, what we heard from our forefathers. And that's a Munah that comes not because of logic, but that's an Munah that a Yid is born to, that he gets from his fathers. It's something which is embedded in him. It's what is called a Munah Pshuta. Then there's a more complicated Munah. Then there's a Munah which is called a Munah of Re'il, of seeing, of understanding, of accepting. And he brings the words of the Yavetz that says that always when there were challenges of Emunah, all those that were very smart and intelligent and they tried to figure out and outsmart and understand everything with their logic, when challenges came, they were the first to fall. And the women and children and people that had Emunah Pshuto, that their belief wasn't based on logic, on understanding, just because that's how they were born, that Emunah stood the challenges of the times. And he says the Bnei Yisroel, that's what it means that in Har Sinai, Am Yisrael were roim es hakoilos. They saw the voices, meaning they elevated the re'iyah, their understanding, their intellect, to the level of Shmiah, to the level of Emunah, which is much stronger. That's what happened in Har Sinai. That's the special Emunah of Har Sinai. Another example to this is what the Shem Yishmuel says in the Parsha, Parsha's Bereshis, that it says that the Nochosh came to convince Chava to eat the Meitz Adas. And Chava accepted it. It says in the Pasuk, Vateira Isha Kitoiva Eitz Lamachal. So Rashi says, what's Vateira Isha? Rosa Duvar Shanochosh. Vehinula Vehiminosoi. She accepted the words of the Nochosh. Says the Shem Yishmuel, that's the same idea of Roya Niz Divri Admoin. Accepting the words, that's what Re'iyah is referring to. And finally, it's brought down in Nimr Abunim Shishcha, the Yosef HaTzadik, when he was in the challenge of Eishes Potiphar, it says the nearest of Musha Oviv Bachalun, he saw the image of his father in the window. So says the Abunim Shishcha Pshat is, that Yosef had a different philosophy than Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Ishtam Yosef O'Alim. He was Tmimus in the oil, not going out. That's how he worshipped Hashem. Yosef's Mahalach was Misal Salbisari. He was around the people. He says, that's what Parah says. Ish Asheruach Elokim Boy. Ish is Me'uruv Bein HaAnoshim. His philosophy was that you go out to the world and there you worship Hashem. When he had the challenge of Eishes Potiphar, which was a challenge that he almost fell, then nearest to Musa Shaloviv, then he saw the image of his father, meaning he accepted it that his father was right, that Yaakov Zavinu Mahalach of worshiping Hashem without the challenges in the oil is the more correct mahalach. The way a yid will not fall, a yid will be able to withstand the challenges of the world. These are four examples of many of using the idea of roya ani divrei admon as a source. The re'iyo means accepting and understanding an idea. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomashava@gmail.com.